Oh, you know what we need to do is we need to get like a little mobile, a cardboard image of me. So when you do these remotes, you can just put me on the chair right there.
Yeah.
So
Could you work on that?
I'll work on
That'd
it.
be awesome.
Yeah, I'll start my stick figure drawing now.
Welcome to Food Blog Radio. We are here in our very first remote location talking to the wonderful Lainey Liz. Gary, this is Lainey. Lainey?
Hi, Lainey.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for joining us on Sarah's Food Blog Radio show.
Oh, no, we're both here now, so oh. We both get to talk to her.
Well, we were both here last time, but it was your show, so this is all good. We're slowly handing the reins over to you, Sarah, as I get closer
to
retirement.
Do this without you.
Well, I'm excited to have Lainey because she is in the world of YouTube a rock star.
Oh,
absolutely.
No.
Oh no, yes, yeah, that's
she
a big.
Is. That's how I describe her to everyone.
Huge. Yeah.
Oh no, you guys are funny.
No, it's really true. So you have a huge following on YouTube, and I know I've talked to you a few times through our mastermind group when we had that the last couple of years and such. So it's a pleasure to finally see you and be able to interact with you on a more personal, intimate level, because that's what we get personal intimate on these calls to share with the world. So no pressure.
No pressure. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's it like to be there in Starbucks? Are people looking at you guys saying, oh, you're so weird? No?
No. I think they think this is normal.
Oh, that's cool.
They've probably seen weirder things.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. So very cool. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to do this with us.
Oh, no problem.
And For me, because, you know, Sarah and you guys, you two are good buddies and you interact in various groups down there. What is it that you belong to that you guys?
Oh, we are part of the Inland Empire Food Bloggers group.
Right.
And Lainey and I actually met when we were judging cupcakes at a local cupcake fair, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago. That's how we met. Hmm. And we hit it off right away.
Of course, it's Sarah.
Everybody loves Sarah.
We have been in touch ever since then, and she's just wonderful.
Yeah, very, very nice. Now, how long have you been doing this food blogging, YouTubing thing?
I'm going on 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
It's been long, but good, exciting.
So, I really need to know what were you thinking when you decided to do this? Because most of us say that at some point is, what was I thinking? This is so much work.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was at that time when I started, I was working at a bookstore, and it was actually one of my friends who really pushed me to do it. And I didn't want to do it at all. I watched YouTube videos, mostly like makeup videos, and I saw all the hate in the comments, and I didn't like that. I was like, that's so scary, they're so mean, I would never do that. And plus, I didn't like showing my face on YouTube because, I don't know, I'm a very private person, I guess. And so my friend kept pushing me, come on, you could do it, because he noticed that I've been sharing all of my recipes with my friends and writing it down and giving it to them. And he was like, why don't you just demonstrate it on YouTube and then you can just refer everyone there. And like, it was months and months. And finally I was like, fine, I'll try it. And it wasn't that bad. I actually really, really enjoyed it.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history. Now you have 216,000 subscribers or something like that.
Yes.
Unbelievable number. So, you know, most of us are happy to get a couple thousand. In fact, the first 1,000 is a huge milestone because it's so much work to get there. And yet you've far, far exceeded that.
We're still working on our first, 300, 400 on Facebook? We're up to 300 and something now. Very exciting.
Yeah, we broke that record. Yeah.
Yay, good job.
So,
keep doing it, guys.
How does that feel to have that kind of popularity?
You know, I don't really look at the numbers, I guess, because, you know, we always compared ourselves to people who are higher, like the millions. And I have friends. I have this one friend. She started like a year ago, and she's almost to a million. And I have to remind myself, I'm like, you know what? We're both at different places. She actually has somebody to help her husband, and I'm just all by myself. Mm-hmm. But I still remember, like, the first, because you guys were mentioning it, the first 1,000 was one of the hardest. I remember thinking, what did I get myself into? Why am I doing this? Why am I pouring all my tears, my effort, and time into this? And I get people who are mean. Like, is it worth it? But you know what? I loved it. I love, like, I never thought I could take edit videos and put them on YouTube. And I look at my videos, I'm like, wow. Oops, sorry, guys. I was like, wow, I can't believe I did that. Like, I don't know how that happened. But I understand when people, like, I get a lot of subscribers or people who want to start YouTube channels and ask me, how did I get to where I am? And I'm like, you know what? It's just perseverance. I just kept going, even though I didn't feel like uploading a video, I just did it anyway. And because, you know, there's just one comment that someone says, like, ew, that looked really ugly, even though I had like hundreds of comments saying, that looks so good, Lainey. But that got to me, and I've learned to be like, whatever, just let it go. But I still remember when I got to my first 1,000, how I felt when I had 500 subscribers. Like, that's why I like to help smaller channels, just because I know how it felt to be on that boat. I remember it so clearly.
Nice. Yeah, it is a huge journey. I'll have to mirror your comments on the, or sentiments on the bad comments, because they are hurtful and people do lash out. I don't know about you. When I get a bad comment, I don't reply to them. Well, I regret once in a while when I'm in a pissy mood, I will. But it always turns out to be a battle. Too. Yeah, exactly. And so I just go in and I block, ban, and delete. Do you do that?
Yes, I do.
I this is my favorite thing. Boom, you're out of here.
Yes, because, you know, I want to keep my comment area, like, clean, mm-hmm, and positive. And like you, when I'm in a pissy mood, I will comment back and be like, I don't know, I'll see something really mean. And then 1 hour later, I'll go back and delete it.
Yeah.
And block them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, very cool. So did you start your YouTube channel before the blog, or did the blog come before the YouTube channel? How did that roll out?
So I started my YouTube channel first, and I needed a place to store all my recipes other than YouTube, just because someone had mentioned to me, if YouTube shuts down, mm-hmm, what's going to happen? How are you going to notify all your followers? How are you going to, where's your home base? So I was like, oh yeah, you're right. But I also noticed, as soon as I got my blog, more companies started reaching out to me. It was as if I became legit. Mm-hmm. And I was actually really surprised at that, especially that now that my blog is so much better than it was when I first started. But it made a huge difference when I started a blog.
I just want to say you are legit. I'm just like listening in here going, no, you are. You are legit, no matter what you do.
Aw, thanks, Sarah. You're always so encouraging.
You know what? It's interesting for me to listen to the two of you, because I know you both are very proficient and skilled and have a lot of experience at YouTube, and I don't. And that was actually one of my goals for this year, was to start reaching outside of my comfort zone and doing videos. And you and I have talked, Gary, about my doing videos for a little while. In fact, probably over a year now. I had another project going at this time last year, where that's what I wanted to do, was all videos. But I don't know, you guys scare me with all these hurtful comments, and my skin's not that thick. I would probably end up in a crying puddle somewhere.
Well, none of us have thick skins. I mean, you do get hurt by the comments, and because people, as you know, they just lash out. So because they can, you know?
You know what, though? I've noticed that because I hear other YouTubers say that sometimes these viewers have a hard, like they just had a hard day. Mm-hmm. And so one time I actually responded to back to a mean comment and I was like, that's not really nice. You know, I'm happy to share videos, but you don't have to say any hurtful things. And they're like, oh no, Lainey, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't having a good day. And usually that's the case. But in my head, I'm like, why would you write that down?
Right. But no, I agree. Okay. There are many people that come back and apologize.
Yeah.
You know, when, and I find sometimes reacting to the comments has that benefit. They just type that information out. How many times have we made mistakes texting? Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's, you know, I delivered a text message one way. It was read another. And that happens often on YouTube. So good advice there, Lainey. I think that people are going to appreciate and understand what you're saying, that there's two sides of the story.
Exactly. That's why I love emojis, because those really soften any sentence by just adding a smiley face or like a crying face or heart.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Yeah, that's true. Well, so Lainey, you said that you do this all on your own. So can you kind of walk us through, like, how do you get your inspiration for, say, this week I'm going to do a video about macaroons. And so where do you get your recipes and how does that process of making that video every week unfold?
Well, I have to let you know, now I am able to have people help me. So I do hire people to help me at certain times when I need help. And this just started like 5 months ago. And so I'm going to tell you before how I started to do things when I didn't have any assistance. And then I guess I'll tell you how it works now. So whenever I film a video, I have to like do a lot of research. I look online. Pinterest is my best friend. And I search for recipes and see what people are, what's trending. And then if it's cookies, like macarons, I'm able to just like, because I see so many recipes, I can put it together just like that. Because I make cookies all the time. I know if I have these five ingredients, I could do it. I don't know if you guys know this, but did you know that recipes are not copyrighted? Like you can get a recipe. I didn't know that. So, but
it's the directions or yes. It's copyrighted. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I didn't know that until my lawyer told me that. I was like, oh, okay. But I like to give, if I use someone's recipe and I change it up, I like to always give like, hey, I use this person or I'm inspired by this person just because, you know, they did it, right? Mm-hmm. And anyway, so I search recipe and then I don't have to try it. I used to try my recipes beforehand, but then now I know how it will turn out and how it will look. So I just film it. So I grab my ingredients, prepare it, have my camera out, and I just film straight through. And the beauty of how my channel works is I don't actually film live. I can mess up and then cut things out and grab other clips from other videos if I totally forgot to do something. And then I just do a voiceover. And believe it or not, as long as it's my voice, they're okay with it. Like, there was one time I was just so busy for school, I didn't have time to film. So I asked my sister to help me. So she filmed the video herself. It was her hands, but it was my voice. So had no idea. It was so funny.
Well, they know now.
Yeah, I know. Now they know. But I don't do that often.
Spilled the secret.
Yeah, I spilled the secret. Well, on Food Blog Radio.
Lainey, you know that they have hand models out there that you can just hire.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're people that are professional hand models. They go to great lengths to have perfect hands, and you can hire them. And a lot of those photos that you see with hands holding something, those are hand models.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just saying, if you don't want to do any of that, you can hire a hand model to cut all that footage for you, and you just
kick back
and do the
so
voice.
I can hire somebody to, like, film everything for me
absolutely.
Then hold everything for me, and all I have to do is talk over it. It doesn't even have to be me.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, maybe I could do video.
You could even film the video without having any hands in it, I'm sure. And I'm sure a lot of people do that. I mean, have mom cook the recipe and then they just do a voiceover.
Yeah, you know, one of my friends do that. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you who, but they do that.
Right.
She's already spilled enough secrets here today.
I know.
We have some scoops. Well, besides violating the integrity of your of your videos.
That only happened one time.
Oh,
one
sure.
Time.
Whatever.
It's not going to tell us which recipe what it was.
I'm not.
So how do you do the production now?
Oh, okay. So
Wait, let me back up, Lainey, real quick, because you didn't tell us how you filmed the video. I mean, what kind of equipment do you use? What's the setup look like when you were starting out and rolling there?
Okay, so I used a T4i, and I filmed right by my window. It was really basic, and just like it was – I think my equipment was like $800 altogether, and that was it. And I used iMovie, which comes free with any MacBook or any Mac products that you get. And that's what I did for, I think, a year. Yeah, a year. And then I think last year was when I bought Final Cut Pro. And then I think and then last year I also got a Mark II camera with a 35 lens. Red, I can't remember the lens, but yeah, so I filmed with those equipment, and I noticed a huge difference in my videos, but I think to the normal person's eye, they couldn't tell a whole difference,
right.
But to me, I could. And then, so every minute that I edited, it would be an hour for me. So to edit to make a 3-minute video would take me 3 hours to edit a video. And if I'm sitting in front of the camera, because occasionally I do that, that takes me the whole day. I hate it. It's so hard. But, you know, every once in a while I have to get in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. It takes me like from start to finish, like 6 hours.
It's a lot of work. People don't understand how difficult editing is.
It is.
How long are your videos, like, basically? I mean, do you try to keep within a certain time frame, like, say, 2 minutes or 5 minutes, or what do you usually shoot for?
I usually shoot for 3 minutes, 3 minutes and a half. I found out that my viewers actually stay till the very end. Like, I have a really high, I forget the word for it.
Retention
Gary,
rate.
I'm pretty sure. You know,
retention.
Yes, my retention is very, very high. So I found out that if I just stick to 3 minutes, 3 and a half minutes, they will stay until I say, "That's it, guys." Which is like, I have 30 seconds left of my video. So that works for me. Occasionally I'll do a minute and a 15 seconds just because I'm like, this recipe only has 2 ingredients. Mm-hmm. So plus in my videos, I go straight to the point. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And I don't add any tidbit about myself. On occasion I do, but I found that my viewers like that I just go straight to the point. But when I do sponsorships, that's hard. Mm-hmm. Just because they expect me, they mean the companies I work with, they expect me to say like a whole bunch of words to make my videos like 4 minutes long. And I've noticed that my retention rate is so much shorter in those videos. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Sometimes I go off tangents.
No, you're fine. We do that too.
So, Lainey, how do you do the videos now that you were able to bring in some help?
So, I have one of my friends come in, and she actually preps all of my ingredients for me. Mm-hmm. So, I give her my recipes. Like, we do kind of like a quick 10-minute meeting, and we go through all of my recipes. And she asks me, like, okay, how do I do this, this, and this? And I tell her. So in one day, we can film, like, 6 videos in 6 hours. So an hour for every – that's from start to finish.
Nice.
And it's amazing. Like, I'm able – for 2 days of filming, I'm able to film a month's worth of videos, which – because I upload 2 times a week. And that's been amazing. And then sometimes I have someone who helps me edit. And – I've been training him to edit, learn how to edit my style, but because I still have time right now, I do all my editing now, but sometimes he does it. He usually does like mine when I'm sitting in front of the camera, and he takes care of that. And then I have someone who helps me with the back, like just random stuff, like if I need help with scheduling, posts, and like social media, and just like the miscellaneous behind the scenes stuff, because there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff people don't realize that we need to do. And but I mainly take care of my YouTube channel. It is 100% me. I still film by myself. I still edit like 99% of my videos, and but everything else, like my blog, my social media, anything, that's, I have help for that now.
Nice. Very fortunate.
Yeah. So helpful.
Yeah. I think that's what makes a lot of us stumble, is not having the ability to get help. And the people that do have help seem to succeed faster. And yeah.
But you know what? It took me a really long time to just let someone help me. I could have hired somebody like probably a year and a half ago, but I didn't want to because I was afraid to share that. I don't know if it's control, but
it is.
Yeah. I couldn't. I was afraid they would not post how I post, and they wouldn't say the things I would say, and like they would do things wrong. But you know what? It's the best decision I've ever made from Simply Bakings. Having someone help me.
Oh yeah. Everybody that I've talked to over the years that is successful typically has somebody helping them at some point, and their growth accelerates because you get to focus on the creative aspects and they work on the things that have been slowing you down. But it's tough to get rid, you know, release that stuff, as you said.
It is. It really, really is. But if anyone's listening and they're considering hiring somebody, do it. It will be, you know, if you can afford it financially, do it. Because let me give you an example. So Facebook, I don't like Facebook. I personally, I just don't like it because you have to pay for everything, mm-hmm. for ads. And I just didn't get it. I got Instagram. I still post my own Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, but Facebook, I just didn't like. And so I had my assistant help me, and she and I were talking we were strategizing. Like, I'm the one who sets up the schedule and everything. And I tell her like, this is how you should do it, this. And then she shares her input. But I think in a matter of the past 4 months, we grew 3,000 likes just because of we were, I guess, posting frequently. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, this is – I wouldn't have been able to do it myself just because I would have got frustrated with the numbers. But it works. Like, yeah, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for her.
Yeah,
I need to hire an assistant, Gary.
Yeah, well, we've talked about that forever. Someone to do the recordings, to edit the recordings.
Yes.
And we just put our name on it.
Yeah.
We don't even have to be there anymore.
No, we get to be there because this is the fun part where we get to talk to people and meet them and everything else. But, I think I will go buy a lottery ticket so we could hire an assistant.
Well, there you go.
Of course, we have to win first.
Yeah, I think there's some,
oh, there's that.
Some drawbacks. So there's a lot of drawbacks.
I don't know that anyone could handle the two of us, quite frankly.
Together?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there would be some new rules and regulations that would...
That'd be scary.
Are either one of you going to IFBC?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Lainey?
What's IFBC?
International Food Bloggers Conference. It's going to be in Sacramento this year.
It's the end of July, and I was going to just ask Lainey, my next question was to see if she would feel comfortable enough, because she doesn't share a lot of personal things on her. I'm looking at her right now, so she's already knowing what's coming. If she would want to share anything else personal, like, I don't know, anything that's exciting, perhaps happening in August for you this year?
You know, I actually have been planning on sharing this. I don't mind sharing it here. I'm engaged. I'm getting married in August. I'm very, very excited.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you. I am, like, trying to figure out how I'm going to manage everything. Because, you know, I've been single my whole life. And, single. And... I was talking to Sarah, and I was like, tell me everything you know about being married.
Oh my gosh.
That took all of 5 minutes.
And you didn't back out of the wedding after listening to that?
all I said was, like, don't do it. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm super duper excited. And thankfully, my fiance, he's very, very supportive. Mm-hmm. He actually invested in me, meaning he bought my gear first. Like, he bought my gear. Wow. He bought my lens. And, of course, I paid him back. But he invested in. I'm so thankful. If he didn't invest in me, it would have taken me longer to purchase a camera, my own, because I was borrowing my brother's at that time. And I think it paid off that he invested in me.
So long story short, I don't know that she's going to be at IFBC this year.
It's not sounding very very good at this particular point. But one of these days we'll hook up. I've got to make a road trip down there.
You should.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a couple of years since I've been down in that neck of the woods. Lainey, I'm going to jump back to your about page on your blog, because seeing how we're talking about personal things right now.
Sure.
And you're a vegetarian, right? And when did that come about?
Well, my fiance, he's vegetarian, and okay, I was a huge meat eater. I loved meat, and if there was no meat on the table, I would be like, where's the meat? Why is it not here? And well, he never really said anything, and I don't know, it just sort of happened, and he never pushed me, and I just became vegetarian just like that. Now I just, the only time I crave meat, and I've been vegetarian for 10 years, and only time I crave meat is when I'm sick, when I have the cold, because when I was younger, my grandma used to make me this Filipino, it's like rice porridge, we call it lugaw, and it had chicken in it, and it was like the best cure for whenever you're sick, and that's the only time I crave it. Any other time, I don't crave it, but it hasn't been a hard transition for me at all. And well, the other thing I crave when I'm sick is chicken nuggets. I don't know why, even though chicken nuggets are so bad from McDonald's, but that's what I crave when I'm sick. But I don't eat it just because I know I'll get even more sick.
Wow. So let me do the math here because I'm a little confused. Now, you're getting married this August. You became a vegetarian 10 years ago because of your
fiance,
and you're what, like your early 20s? So you guys met when you were 12? Is this how this happened?
Am I going to tell you my age?
No, you don't have to tell me your age. Just tell me.
Here, write it down.
Yeah. I think one of our maths is off, and I'm not sure whose it is. But
So you just say, yes, we met when we were younger.
We were very young.
Yes, we met when we were very, very, very young.
Oh, cute. Okay. I just wanted to double check on that because it wasn't working for me. Well, that's...
I'm in my, not in my early 20s. I'm a little past...
A little riper. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm not 30, of course. Okay. Well, but less than 30.
Well, neither are we. Oh,
this is becoming so vague. Well, you made an interesting comment that you love to cook Filipino foods. Mm. And that's part of your heritage and stuff. But there's some challenges... Because there's not a lot of vegetarian Filipino foods, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Whenever I go to the Philippines, and I usually go every other summer, I remember when I went back in 2006 or 7, I can't remember. It was so hard to find vegetarian food. I was like, I lost so much weight because I couldn't find any vegetarian food. And sorry, my nose is running. Every time I laugh too much, my nose starts to run.
Well, go catch it.
Okay, so yeah. So whenever I go to the Philippines, it's hard to find vegetarian food. I lose a lot of weight. But now, like, I went back this last summer, and it was so easy just because being healthy is trending now. And it just became so much easier. I can take any meat recipe and make Filipino meat recipe and make it vegetarian easily, just because, you know, I've been vegetarian for a really long time, and plus my dad, he's an excellent cook and he's still a meat eater, but he somehow managed to take all of the meat and make it to vegetarian, or like some, I don't know what he did, but it's amazing. He's really good.
Nice.
So I learned that from him, and plus my fiance's mom, she's like, if I'm level one. She's like level 100. She's so good. I kind of worry. I'm like, I keep telling my fiance, I'm like, I don't think, you know, we're probably going to have to eat at your parents' house all the time just so you can get your
so meals. Are you inferring that perhaps some videos are going to be of your mother-in-law? Is that perhaps going to happen?
For if I ever do cooking, but baking, like baking Filipino desserts. Oh, I got that. That's something I learned because there was this one point in my life, even before I started my YouTube channel, I was just baking Filipino desserts all the time. And whenever I would try something, I'm like, I have to replicate this. Mm. So
nice.
Yeah. But cooking is not my forte. I cannot cook.
Well, there's no rules that say you can't bake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would think there's a lot of people out there would definitely jump on the cupcake diet bandwagon.
Yeah, you could do anything in muffin tins, right? Yeah. And just call them, you know, breakfast muffins, lunch muffins,
carrot
dinner muffins.
Yeah. All kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. So, Lainey, tell us what the future looks like for Simply Bakings. You've got some great new things happening personally coming up this year, but what do you have coming up for Simply Bakings?
Well, that's a very good question I keep asking myself every day. Well, so far, like this month, I'm uploading 3 times a week. So that's exciting and stressful at the same time. Like before Sarah and I met up, I was like frantically editing my video. So I'm like, oh no, I don't know if I have enough time. But I don't know. Oh, actually I do know. I want to incorporate traveling in my baking videos somehow. I know I could do it. I just still haven't figured out how. So you'll probably be seeing, or my viewers will probably be seeing, probably 10 to 15 snippets of me traveling and trying different foods, new foods, like baking stuff. But I think that's, you know, that question always stumps me, honestly. I don't really know.
I stumped her. But, you know, but you're still, your channel's going to continue and you're going to keep going. And as things come around, you'll, you know.
Of course, yes. I love sharing all my recipes. I love YouTube. I'm so thankful because it gave me, because I do this full time. And Gary, you do too, right?
Well, it's a full-time job that I work part-time hours at.
Oh, yeah. And I love it. It's like, I don't know. When I don't think I'll ever go back to doing a 9-to-5 job just because this has given me, like, I've gone to places for free. Like, they would fly me, pick me up, and it's amazing. Like, I think to myself, wow, I would have never thought I would be doing this, like, 3 years ago. And I plan to still stick with Simply Bakings and continue sharing videos. Probably show my face in my videos eventually.
Yay!
You should. You're adorable, so it would be.
Yes, you are.
We'll see. I'm not sure, but I hope good stuff will come my way. Hopefully,
it will. Well,
it will. It will. So tell us where everyone can find you. Take like 30 seconds. Give yourself a shout out. Tell us where anybody who doesn't know you can find you across social media and all your channels.
Simply Bakings on Facebook, Pinterest, all the social media. Simply Bakings, and then on YouTube, Simply Bakings. That's it. It's so easy. Some people have like different names for every one of them, and I considered doing that, but I was like, you know, I'll just make it easier by just use the same name, because I was going to use Lainey. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, Simply Bakings on YouTube, Facebook, Pinterest, Snapchat, Periscope. I'm on there like all the time, and most of the
Okay, so Lainey just spilled water and the cup fell over. So that's why the pause, because, you know, we're both on our laptops and everything else. And probably my face, Gary, you probably saw me both went.
Yeah. But no damage.
No damage. And it's no damage. Good. We just, you know, had a brief moment there. Okay, so we'll rewind.
Yeah, rewind. FYI, I'm super clumsy. I have broken how many bowls? I have broken like, I don't know. I have to buy new bowls every year because I break them all the time. It's so bad.
Well, we know what to get you for the wedding now.
Yeah.
Bowls.
It's so bad. I look at, Oh, so bad, so bad. Okay, anyway, back up. You can find me on all of the social media with my handle name Simply Baking. Easy peasy.
Very nice.
Very good.
All right. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for sitting next to me at Starbucks and, you know, being our guest and helping me test out my new equipment and
almost spilling water on it.
Get to know you. Yeah, almost spilling water all over your laptop, not mine. Thank you. Yeah. Although I do have water really close to mine, too, so we both should be careful. But it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me and bearing with me with all of my tangents and my thoughtness of everywhere. But yeah. I'm everywhere.
Those are words, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm still nervous, so.
That's okay. You did great. We loved having you on the show.
Thank you.
And you're just one more milestone for the Sarah Food Blog Radio podcast.
Oh, stop it.
It has been great, Lainey. And I certainly have enjoyed meeting you face-to-face. And all of your viewers are looking forward to seeing you in your videos soon, I'm sure.
Yay. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, our first live remote went rather smooth. Lainey is just delightful.
She is. We have a lot of fun together.
And we got some scoops.
We did.
Yeah.
We got the, again, Food Blog Radio swoops in with a scoop on our, you know, people that we interview.
Yeah, Walter Cronkite.
Or, yeah, who would be the new person?
Oh, because Charlie Rose. Is it Charlie Rose? Right, he's in CBS. Charlie Rose? Charlie.
Sure.
I have no idea. Take that, Charlie.
We're all over this.
We are. So it's very fascinating where she started out just a few years ago and where she's at now. And the advice that she gave and some of the tips, I think, was very, very solid about, you know, YouTube and blogging and growing. So very fascinating stuff. I think our listeners are going to really appreciate some of those tips.
Yeah, I learned what to, as I always do with our interview people. And so, yeah, I was really happy to have her here and be a part of our first remote broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would assume that you're going to try to expense the travel the trip and the Starbucks bill there and put,
yeah, I'm writing it all off.
Put it on your business account.
Yes.
Yeah, very nice.
The laptop and the headsets and all the wires that we have hooked up all over here. Yeah, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a business meeting. In quotes.
Well, it is actually, so it's good.
It is actually, so yay.
Okay. Well, we will talk again soon, you and I, and we'll have a new guest coming up. I think we've got some lined up, some pretty exciting guests lined up.
We do have some very exciting guests lined up. I'm excited to share them with you. They're both semi-local. One is, again, here in California, and the other is on the other side of the country. But we're staying in the United States for a few weeks before we venture out to somewhere international again. So we'll be excited to bring those people to you.
Yeah, cha-ching. All right, kiddo. Take care.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Hey, there was no be good to your heart. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be good to your heart.
Rewind. Okay.
Be good to your heart.
Gary says,